Steve Dion here with thefinalscore.tv, joined here today by Steve Willits from SoundLiveSportsNetwork.com. Steve, how are you doing?
Doing great, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. And, you know, we're just getting to the start of the hoop season going. Some non-conference games have already been played. League play is just getting going now. And we're going to take a look at the WESCO boys and girls in the 4A and 3A classification. I think we have to start out with the WESCO 3A, especially in the girls, where we have a state champion reigning up there in Linwood. Coach Everett Edwards has a nice trio of Jordan Edwards, Michaela Pivick, and Kelsey Rogers. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that team, how they're looking this year, and how they stack up just in terms of the league and maybe the state overall?
I think that team looks great again this year. You know, you just mentioned three of their key players, and there's more than that as well. I mean, there's players like Caprice Boston, who's had a big year so far. It's a team that was very loaded last year, and like you mentioned, they won the state championship, and they brought just about everybody back. One of their main players last year, Monty Cooper, was their second leading scorer, and Monty actually got hurt in the semifinal game, so they didn't have her when they beat Cleveland last year in the championship game. So really, pretty much all the entire team, other than maybe one or two players from that team that won the championship game, they're back, and they're just rolling along right now. You know, Michaela Pivick might be the best player in the state.
Right.
She's already committed to Oregon State. You mentioned Jordan Edwards. She might be the best defensive player in the state, and she's already going to Colorado State. So really, it's a Linwood team that is going to be – they're going to be hard-pressed to lose a game during the regular season. They're just so good, and really, in terms of the state, I mean – the thing that we were already starting to talk about up here up north is, what does Bellevue look like? I mean, we know Russell Wilson's sister is playing for them now and putting her on a team that was already a semifinalist from last year, a team that Linwood beat in the semifinals. And quite frankly, Linwood looked like the better team at the time, but maybe Bellevue's a team that could challenge them. But you're right, the 3A conference in WESCO is really kind of loaded right now. You've got an Arlington team that's played in the state championship game a few years ago and finished fourth at state last year, and they brought back most of their team. And, you know, they've got players like Russ and Castaneda and Balderas that are putting up huge numbers every night, and they got a huge win over Glacier Peak the other night. And Glacier Peak's a team that I think is one of the top five teams in the state, and, you know, they returned quite a few players. They've got, you know, Paisley Johnson, who is heading off to BYU after next season, already got a full ride, and Sam Fatkin, who's a, you know, six-foot guard who is getting Division One looks, and Kayla Watkins. And so, you know, you look at teams like that, and then you also throw in teams like Edmonds Woodway and Stanwood, and really the 3A WESCO conference is a tough conference. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another conference like it in the state.
Absolutely. I mean, top to bottom, it may be one of the most tough conferences in the entire state, like you mentioned there. We move up classification to the 4A, and Snohomish and Monroe kind of stand out as teams that were in it last year and appear to be strong again this year. Is that the case, or are there some other teams that might be in the mix?
I think there's one other team you definitely have to put into that conversation, too, and that's Lake Stevens. Really, the three of them all battled pretty hard last year, coming down the stretch, not only in the regular season, but also in the district playoffs. Snohomish, I think you kind of have to start with them just because of the fact that they are the reigning champs, and their two best players, who are both Division One commits, you know, Madeline Smith and Madison Pollock. Smith going to Montana State next year, Pollock to San Diego. Both of them came back. It was a team that I think only lost two or three seniors last year. They've lost three games already, but their three losses were to Arlington, Glacier Peak, and Linwood, three of the teams we already talked about. So you really can't knock them too much there, and I think that also speaks to what maybe WESCO 3A is looking like. But Snohomish, I think, is probably the team that until another team steps up and proves otherwise, you might look in their direction first. Lake Stevens is a team that has Kylie Griffin, who a young player who came on last year strong as a freshman, and she's back again along with Haley Wilson. And so the Vikings are going to be tough to beat. And then the Bearcats, Jaden Alexander's back again. And Alexander is one of those players where, and we saw this firsthand last year in the district semifinal game against Snohomish, they had a double-digit lead at halftime. Alexander gets hurt, and they lose the game. And now she's back again this year. So it might kind of depend on what kind of a supporting cast she gets this year and how they play with her. But really, those three teams are probably the teams that you're looking at in terms of challenging for that division title.
We move on to the boys. Jackson, the Timberwolves, they've been a state championship contender for the last couple years, including the runner-up a few seasons ago. Coach Steve Johnson always seems to have them in the mix. They may not be quite as dominant as they have been in recent years. And then also in that same classification there is Cascade. It seems like the Bruins are kind of a dark horse team that made a little bit of noise last year. Are those kind of the two teams that you got your eyes on in the 4A?
I think those are, well, one in particular, and I think that's Cascade. You kind of hit the nail on the head there. They really came on strong late in the year. They had a junior power forward last year by the name of Isaiah Gotell. Gotell, I think, was averaging over 28 points per game in the district playoffs. So we knew that he was going to come back along with a few other players, Brandon Hancock, Cameron McGrath. And we were already kind of projecting them as maybe being the favorite even after the season ended last year. Well, then they get a little bit richer because Drew Magaway, who was the starting guard at Shorecrest last year and who also led Wesco in scoring, he transfers up to Cascade this year. So really, they're just from top to bottom, they've got a very solid team. And, you know, they're off to a 7-0 start. And I think they're really the team to beat. The one team that you do have to put into that equation, and you mentioned it a minute ago, is Jackson. Jackson was a team that I think was picked to finish third or fourth in the conference last year in the coaches' pool to start the season, and they won the whole thing. So even, you know, we all kind of wondered what would it be like for them, you know, in the post-Todd brothers and
right.
post-Kingma brothers era, and they still got it done last year. So, you know, Steve Johnson is just one of those coaches where, you know, you always wait to see what he and his team are going to do because you can't rule them out. And, you know, Sam Sofferer, who was, you know, kind of their go-to guy last year, especially down the stretch, he's back this year playing guard. You've got Colton Faddis down low. Definitely a team that you need to kind of look out for. And there are a few others in there, too. Kamiaka is off to a nice start so far. They've only lost one game. They certainly have some good talent. Carson Tuttle, their sophomore guard, really keep an eye out for him. He's going to be a star in the future and kind of already is. And so you've got some teams like that. Monroe, I thought they were going to have a little better season this year, and they're off to a little bit of a slow start, but they've got some nice size, and any given night they can contend as well. So there's some good teams in there.
And finally, we jump down to the 3A. Stanwood has had some pretty solid regular seasons over the course of the last few years. They've had a few early exits in the state tournament, but you know, seems to be another pretty strong contender up there with A.J. Martinka, who's been a solid player for them. In addition, Marysville Pilchuck and Glacier Peak kind of seem to be in the mix there. Is that how you see the Wesco 3A shaking out?
Well, it's really the tale of two divisions. The North Division is, I think it's going to be a runaway with Stanwood, and that might just be a little bit by default. It's really a down division this year. You know, one of the teams you just mentioned, Marysville Pilchuck, and we thought going into the season they were going to be very strong, and they've yet to get a win yet this year. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that their star guard, Bryce Juno, has been hurt. And we're not sure of the status for him moving forward. But without him, I think they're a vastly different team. And they were a team that lost quite a bit last year. They had the player of the year up here in Michael Painter, who graduated and is off to college now. So losing him, I think, was huge. And I don't know that Pilchuck's necessarily going to be in the running. I would be hard-pressed to find another team that really gives Stanwood a push, just because four of the other five teams in that division, and it's Arlington, Pilchuck, Oak Harbor, and Everett, they've started off with a combined 2-22 record out of
wow.
the gate. So it's a struggle there. The only other team that we haven't mentioned is Marysville Getchell, and I think they're a vastly improved team. I don't know that I put them in Stanwood's category, so I think Stanwood runs away with the North. The South Division is another story in Wesco 3A. I think that's a loaded conference right now. Edmonds Woodway's 5-1, and I think they're probably the team to beat as of right now. They were already going to be a strong team this year. They had a lot of guard play coming back from last year. You know, guys like Trey Holland and Jordan Rice to go along with Allie Gay and Ryan Peterson down low. And it's kind of like the Cascade situation. They were probably going to be the favorite going in regardless. Then they get a transfer. David Woodard, who was at O'Day last year, comes and joins the Warrior team. He's already had 2 30-plus games this season playing from the point guard spot. So I think Edmonds Woodway is probably the team to beat there. There's a few others, though. There's some very strong opponents there. Mount Lake Terrace is a little bit of a sleeper right now, and they've gotten off to a nice start, and they're just a well-rounded team. We kind of thought going into the year Glacier Peak was going to be right up there with Edmonds Woodway. They had a little bit of a surprise loss last week to Shorewood, and it wasn't a pretty loss either, so it kind of remains to be seen what the Grizzlies are going to do, but they certainly have a lot of great guards. and a few nice players down low to complement them. And I just mentioned Shorewood, and they're a team that on any given night, they're kind of a hot-cold team. They some nights they step up and beat really great teams, and other nights you kind of wonder where they were. And then Shorecrest is also in the group there. Even though they're a 2A team playing in the 3A conference, they're a top-tier team, and their games count in the standings. So certainly they're a team that's going to play spoiler quite a bit.
Steve Willis from SoundLiveSportsNetwork.com breaking down all of WESCO. You can hear him on Friday nights when Varsity Hoops Live gets going in January. Thanks for joining us today, Steve.
Anytime, Steve. Thank you.